This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thanks for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to kick things off with a visit. Be a quick one this time around, but we'll have him back on again next week for a much longer visit. Don Jones, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, will be joining us. And then we're going to shine the spotlight on Motorbrooks International and the gentleman who is not only an editor, editing other people's material for Motorbooks, but is the author of three brand new books, and we'll talk about all three of these books. And as I said a little bit earlier, they range from a book about Vincent motorcycles, was featured in a book by Tom Cotter, actually, a number of years ago, and also a wonderful book about muscle cars. Yeah, telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the man who is known worldwide as the Old Car Guy, and he's been on the road quite a bit recently. Don, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
Well, pretty good, buddy. How are you doing?
Not too bad, hanging in there. I'm really curious as to what's coming up next. Have you been out to see your buddy in, is it Wyoming? Is that your next stop?
No, out in Montana. I'm
Montana.
I'll probably go out there in August. I've been getting invitations from some of my clients at salvage yard to go to different events with them. So the more I'm taking a ride down to the Lake of the Ozark area, which is in central Missouri, about 125 miles from St. Louis, visiting one of our larger yards down there. And I, from a conversation on the phone, he's inviting me to go to Louisville, Kentucky with him for a big event this coming weekend. So if I needed to reshoot the salvage yard, let's say reshoot, get better pictures of his salvage yard so I can update his inventory, and then make plans for probably Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Louisville, Kentucky at a big swap meet there, which will, going with him, will cut back on my my overhead as far as having to rent table space and whatnot. So it was kind of a surprise offer, looking at that, and we've got another offer in November to go down to Don Garlett. We'll put that on, for the late fall schedule. And Montana, it says that I have to get my energy up to go that far. But I am looking forward to it. I got to get back with my Mopar yard. He has a list of some classic salvage yard he found a few years ago when he was riding his motorcycle through that part of the universe. So we're going to run down some leads on that. So I'm kind of looking forward to it, but I just said sometimes when I think about being on a road for a week, the bones start aching a little bit and get tired just thinking about it anymore, Bob. I don't know what to think
about. I understand. Yeah, traveling is not easy these days. Plane travel can be exhausting, and even if you're fortunate enough to be doing a road trip, I mean, everything today costs so much money no matter where you turn, and not to mention the fact that lots of places have lots of road construction underway, and that can be a real aggravating factor. Let's talk about some of your salvage yards. I understand As you noted, a number of them have been in contact with you recently. It seems like there's been a real resurgence in that area of the business for you.
Well, we've just about doubled our response to the website over the last year or so. Even though I've been kind of neglecting things when I took that job working, running my friend's, late friend's business for him, we're starting to get back in the groove on that. We did real well with for our clients. So they're starting to recognize it, and they kind of see the potential of what we can do. We're having some great response, not only at our salvage yards, but also personally at the house here on our trip to Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago. So we're going to continue to do that, particularly into the winter, where we're still scheduled to spend most of the winter in Florida. And they're already kind of setting up the schedule.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that's going to be excellent to have you down in this neck of the woods. And certainly it's the time of the year that I know that you're hitting a lot of local shows, and there's a lot going on in the Missouri area. And by the way, we want to welcome another new affiliate in Missouri, my great friend Sonny Skidmore, the owner of KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, which takes the morning edition of Auto World on Sundays, has elected to also take the evening edition. Sonny is a great lady that I've known for more than 20 years. So, again, like so many things.
That's great. I have to maybe stop by at a radio station next time I'm prospecting that part of the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Bob, how much time are you going to give me today? From the email, it said 15 minutes, but I wasn't sure how much time
we're just,
you speak.
Yeah, we're just going to do a quick one unless we can't get a hold of Darwin. Then we will change. But I got backed up.
I didn't want to get into my long-winded war story or anything. Or I would get 2 or 3 minutes.
Very good. I like that. That is fantastic. Before we go any further, let's remind folks that when you call the Old Car Guy, the number listed on the website, theoldcarguys.com, you don't get an answering service. You don't get an answering machine. You get Don. This is rare, so take advantage of Don's vast knowledge. Why don't you give out that telephone number so folks can give you a call, and hopefully they're not going to call too early or too late.
Sure. Yeah, the number is area code 314-306-7507. But if you're calling to look for an auto part, go to the website first and hit the salvage yard button or the new old stock button. Because most of the time when I get a phone call from someone, I have to direct them back to the website to find the part, or so they can find the part. I've got 17 different locations. I don't have all the phone numbers memorized. And sometimes you'll catch me when I'm driving or not really able to open up my cell phone for whatever reason to pull a number out. So everything you need to know is on the website. And not too distant future, as we add these 25 or 30 new clients, that we're going to be putting in the internal search engine to make finding your parts and services a lot easier.
Oh, that's definitely going to be very, very cool, to say the least, you're going to simplify things with an advanced search engine right at the oldcarguys.com. And if you haven't been to the site recently, be sure and check it out, because there's always something going on. And it doesn't have to be a whole car. If you're looking for a specific part, Don can help you out with that. And sometimes those are extraordinarily hard to find. So we'll put it in neutral here for a moment and check on our next guest. This is Auto World with Bob Long and Don Jones, the Old Car Guy. He's with us live. And don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
J.C. Whitney is celebrating 101 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog. The 101 sweepstakes is now underway, and you can enter to win a custom Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Plus, see their car show event calendar and more at 100.jcwhitney.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live with you here on Auto World, and we're still having a little bit of time of trying to get a hold of Darwin from Motorbooks International. So we're going to continue with our good friend Don Jones and open up the telephone lines here on two fronts. We've got a trivia question left over from a previous broadcast hour. that nobody got. Fiat is coming back, has come back here to the U.S. In recent years with the 500, the various renditions of the 500, the convertible, the Abarth, the longer wheelbase model, the 500L, and their all-wheel drive variant, the 500X. But now they're getting serious because after 50 years, we are seeing rolling into dealerships right now the Fiat 124 Spider, which is a really cool collaboration. When you think of small two-seater new vehicle sports cars, certainly the Mazda Miata is always at the top of the list. The latest Mazda Miata is the best one that they have ever built by far. And so the folks at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, have tapped into that. So they're using the chassis of the Miata. They're just giving it new styling, a new interior, and a new engine, and a more powerful engine, a turbocharged engine, in the Fiat 124 Spider versus a normally aspirated engine in the regular Miata. So a much quicker vehicle. So the trivia question I have out there for you right now is about a movie. If you're a Dustin Hoffman fan, Dustin Hoffman appeared in a movie, starred in a movie, which featured the Fiat 124 Spider. What was the name of the movie? Whoever comes up with the answer to that question will get a free prize, courtesy of the folks at Busted Knuckle Garage. That's right. Warren himself, the man who came up with the name, and before he had the business. I just love that. So by all means, take advantage of this right now at our telephone number of 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. Don, how's your schedule? I know you weren't anticipating being on for a longer period, but if you need to go, I understand completely. But if you got time to stick around, I certainly would love to have you stick around.
Sure, I got a few minutes. Yeah, I just saw that 124 Spider. That's a good-looking car.
Yeah, no, they're doing it right because, you know, I like the 500C, the mini car. It's a car that's actually smaller than the BMW Group's mini vehicle, but I would never purchase one myself. There's a number of things about that I do not like, but this vehicle, the new Fiat 124 Spider, is built on, in my opinion, the best small roadster chassis in the world. It's dimensionally larger than the Miata. I think they're going to do really, really well with this vehicle.
Well, the styling is about right, and I was looking at this price tag on it, and compared to a lot of sports cars, it's fairly inexpensive.
Yeah.
They're advertising at 36 miles per gallon on a highway.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. I don't think, unless you're, I'll talk about something else if you're not paying me to talk about. But anyway, you're going back to your question. It's going to be like about 7 or 8 seconds to figure out what movie you're talking about. But I think I'm disqualified since I'm a contributor. So,
very good.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea.
We've got a lot of people who have emailed me up at bob@autoworldradio.com who are a country mile off, and no one, you guys are going to think a little bit of an older movie early in Dustin Hoffman's career that starred, among other things, this particular vehicle. The 124 Spider. And that's an interesting study in itself, Don. When you stop and think about it, there are many cars that are connected to movies, and certainly there have been movies made about vehicles, including, I don't know if you've ever seen the Tucker movie, but if you haven't, I would highly recommend that.
Right, yeah, I thought it was a great movie. remind our audience, we did a program on the Tucker some years back, and I think a couple times had a little conversations concerning Preston Tucker and the fate of the Tucker. I think probably one of the spookiest movies, or one of the creepiest car movies, is Christine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you know, the whole collectors, the people out there that have rebuilt those cars and collecting them, and there's somebody every once in a while sends me some creepy email from one of those sites, and you know, they talk as if the car is emailing me, it was one where I said, gee, I'm sorry that when I went by your house, you weren't there. I'm thinking, like, who is this? And then I kind of realized it's kind of a joke based on the haunting of a car. So, anyway. But, you know, if you take a look at the movie Bullet with the 390 Mustang GT.
Yeah.
There's Corvette Summer, which was filmed here in the St. Louis area back in the late 1980s. Couple of Burt Reynolds movies. One had a 55 or 56 Oldsmobile in it that he's being chased around by the county good guy of some sort. I think it was played by Art Carney. And of course, Smokey and the Bandit with his what was it? That was the Pontiac
Black and Gold Trans Am. Yeah, it was a Trans Am. The top of the line Trans Am, and a vehicle that sold so well in the 1970s. It still had the 455 cubic inch engine. Of course, emission controls were nowhere near as sophisticated as they are today, so they weren't that powerful. They were 200 and something horsepower, but the big block 6.6 liter engine continued right up till model year 1980, and then it was replaced for just 1 year, 80 and 81 perhaps, 1 year or 2 years by a turbocharged version of a 305 V8, and you never see those around. Those just disappeared. They didn't sell that well. And then, of course, the Camaro and the Firebird were all new for 1982. But people today just still absolutely love those Bandit Trans Ams. You see them at some of the high-end auctions going oodles and boodles of money. Don, are you going to be leaving us, or can you hang around for one more segment?
I'll stick around. We'll get a little bit if you want.
All right. Sounds great. And invite some calls at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Don Jones, the CEO and the man behind the oldcarguys.com. We were scheduled to be joined in this hour by editor at Motorbooks International and author Darwin Holstrom, but looks like Darwin must have had something last minute that caused him to forget about our interview, so we will reschedule that at another time. We got a trivia question out there about the Fiat 124 Spider, wanting to know when we are going to see somebody who's going to get this question right about which movie, a Dustin Hoffman movie, starring that actor, featured this particular vehicle. And I'll give you a hint, it was in the 1960s. Maybe we'll get a little bit closer here. Our telephone, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Don, a question I get asked quite often via email from listeners around not only North America, but these days around the world, is about restoring vehicles, whether to restore or not to restore. And this is an area I know that you have a lot of great expertise in. I mean, the fact of the matter is, it is not unusual these days for a real, you know, kind of Concours type restoration, it can cost six figures, and chances are you'll never get that money back. Chances are, in most cases,
no, you won't. So if you're thinking about rebuilding something, investment, it's got to be very, very rare, and you have to do it very, very right. But one of the basic rules is to start with as much as you can. The more you have at the start, the less you're going to be paying at the end. So if you got a difference between a $5,000 old Chevrolet or a $15,000 old Chevrolet, you might want to take an inventory of everything you're getting with that extra $10,000 and how you're not going to have to pay, say, $35 to $100 an hour for someone to do the work on repairing the parts that are already in good shape or replacing engines that are already in good shape. So consider that, and, you know, in my age, I'm just to the point now that if I'm going to buy another Classic, I'm just going to go buy it. As far as restoration, every once in a while I get the bug, and I try to sit down until it passes. I have a Barracuda. Yeah, I have a Barracuda out in the driveway that I've got about $17,000 stuck in it. I'd be lucky to get seven out of it. But I find myself wanting to swap the little six-cylinder engine with a 273 with a four-speed. It would be a cool car, or even if I put a four-speed behind the six-cylinder in it now, and just had something to run around in it. But it's just more money and more of a pain, and the car was restored like almost 10 years ago, and some of the restoration work is starting to get kind of long in tooth, so we're almost ready for another restoration on it, except now that I've got a really good car to restore. But you know, it's a lot more car now than it was when I bought it, and I still scratching my head of how I ever got talked into doing a 64 Barracuda. It's probably the one of the least collectible of the Barracudas.
Well, it makes for an interesting choice, and sometimes that in itself can really set it apart. If you have a vehicle that isn't the most popular one, sometimes that's what makes it a little bit extra special. But, definitely take Don's advice, and before you put a lot of money into a restoration, especially if you know, a lot of people get addicted to watching these auctions on television, whether it be the Mecum auctions or the Barrett-Jackson auctions, and they see people, you know, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. But chances are, as many folks that I have here on the show that are experts in, like Don, in the collector car world, the number one reason you should be buying a collector car is not to make money, but because you truly love the car and you really want to drive it. You know, don't buy, it's like some people will buy brand new low production or rare vehicles and they'll park it in the garage and expect it to, you know, to be their retirement fund. It does happen, but it doesn't happen every time. I would say for every brand new collectible vehicle, it's a rare exception. The Ford GT that was produced 2004, 2005, that's a vehicle that has doubled in value. But, you know, you're not going to see that with some of these other vehicles that people are purchasing for the wrong reason, and that is to park it. You know, I know people that have parked Grand Nationals and have parked Transams and Camaros, you know, in hopes that it's going to appreciate and they're going to be able to retire. But most of the time, it doesn't work out, Don.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Just, you know, it's kind of like, again, my basic rule, it's not a car unless you're driving. You know, some of these guys that I see at the different car shows that have put over $100,000 or $150,000 into cars, they're too beautiful to drive. And one trip down the road and a couple of rock scratches, the value keeps, you know, rolling off of that car. It's no longer perfect.
So true. Absolutely. No longer perfect and in need of more restoration to repair that. And sometimes, you know, if it's a bad enough paint scratch in a particularly vulnerable area of the vehicle, you know, it's like a house sometimes. If you have a problem that requires a plumber to open up the ceiling in your house and go into the pipes, quite often you can't just patch that that one area because it never matches. You end up having to paint the whole ceiling of what could be a very large room. So,
sounds like you're talking from experience here, Bob.
yes, I'm unfortunately, I most definitely am. Lots of folks, Don, think electric vehicles are new, but the fact of the matter is electric vehicles were quite popular back in the early part of the 20th century in the 1900s, but boy, I never thought that we would see such an emphasis on electric vehicles for future cars. I was talking to Paul Eisenstein in the first hour of the broadcast today, and he was saying that more and more automakers are putting their eggs in the battery-powered vehicle basket. And, you know, I've mixed feelings about it. I guess I appreciate the technology, but to me there's nothing like a good old-fashioned gasoline-powered internal combustion engine.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the internal combustion, and right now I kind of look at what's it going to cost to replace those batteries and how much energy are you actually using, how much fossil fuel does it take to keep that car charged up, or what is the environmental impact of those batteries if they go back?
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Don. We'll be back with more here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. And finally, I think we do indeed have a winner. Came in via email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Yeah, we adjusted that email address within the last 24 hours. So if you've gotten bounce backs before, it should be okay now. But we want to congratulate Herman. And Herman is listening to us in Missouri. Doesn't say where in Missouri, so we can't tell what station he's on. But Herman, you're going to have to email me back your complete name, address, and also you're going to have to tell me what kind of vehicle that you have, make, model, and year, because we're going to pass it along, the information, to Warren Tracy at the Boston Knuckle Garage, and he's going to send you a cool prize because you nailed it. The question was, Fiat is bringing back the 124 Spider for this summer, actually, after more than 50 years. And years ago, it was featured in a movie with Dustin Hoffman. And the movie was... Dun, 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 dun. Let's see if my echo thing works here. We'll try something on air. And maybe it will work, and maybe it won't work. Let's give it a shot. Let's see. Does it work? Nope, doesn't work this time. We'll get it to work the next time. But The Graduate is the movie that featured the iconic 124 Spider. So congratulations. And Don, you knew that one right off the bat, huh?
Well, actually, I thought it was a little big man. I thought that's what he used to escape the Custard Massacre, but that would have been my second guess.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk a little bit more about some of the places that you've been recently, and I haven't had the chance to get caught up with you. You've been up to Carlisle, Pennsylvania for some of the Carlisle events, including the gigantic Mopar show, and that's always a big one for you. How did you make out for 2017 and 2016?
We did very, very well. We're probably looking at something in the neighborhood of 30 potential vendors signing with us. We're going to be giving away some free advertising. We're working kind of I guess you might call it a dual advertising situation with some of these little guys that are either running little shops or just going to the swap meets. And that is if they handle our banner, that the banner says that they're a member of the Yokar Guys network. And again, it explains what the Yokar Guys are. And we're running these small ads in our website for them. But there's a couple of big transmission guys and engine guys that we're looking at giving them some pretty good ads. Also talk to them about advertising on your show, Bob, on Auto World Radio, and also on upcoming things that you and I have been talking about. I'm hoping to be able to they have something in front of me to show them about the benefits of being on a national radio show. So we're doing that, and we've got the Springfield, Missouri is the show coming up in August. It's been good for us in the past. And then, of course, this coming weekend in Louisville. And then sometime in later August, we'll be up in Montana. And back out to Carlisle in October for their fall swap. And probably spend a week out there because I've got some leads on some salvage yards up in northern Pennsylvania that I'm going to run down the next trip out.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And, boy, the folks at Carlisle do a great job, and I would imagine it's been a while since I've been down there. How are the facilities in 2016? Have they kept them up? Have they upgraded the facilities in Carlisle?
Yeah, it's really, for me, with doing what I'm doing with the OFAR guys and you know, being associated with you with the radio show the last couple of years, I have a more of a discriminating eye and look a little bit deeper than I think the average person is, does. But they're using the sound system and the radio show there. I think they'd be better off having Auto World Radio broadcasting from there, but you know, we can talk about that later. But also they're putting signs for some of their major sponsors up all over the place. So you'll see Rock Auto Parts or Poker Tires, their banners on the fence, and which gave me the idea for doing our banner program with, right now with the old car guys, but possibly with some of our radio products later if it may work well in certain markets around the country since they may not be national products at first. And then they've got the gift shop there that does very well, customer service, all the different services you're going to need to buy or ship a car is there. So they're really working it from a number of profit centers in order to not only to get money at the gate, money from the vendors, but also the money that needs to change hands on any other service. So they really, really have done a very, very good job on their merchandising and their organization. I would not mind working for them just to find out all the ins and outs on how they do things.
Oh, yeah. That would be fascinating to have that inside scoop, and certainly you could no doubt learn a lot from the folks there in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, who run not one event a year, but at least probably 10 or 11. They stack them
right
up week after week. Yeah,
now they're doing you know quite a bit of Carlisle, and they're doing one or more shows in Florida, and another one in Pennsylvania. I can't remember if it's in Hershey, but it's other than Carlisle. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them start venturing out a little bit in the future. To be quite honest, if I had the backing or had the finances, I would like to put on an event like that in St. Louis.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I talked to a guy down in Florida about doing it, but it didn't really pan out. And but, you know, with everything else, it gets hard to do everything you want to do to get it done and get it done right. And I have this problem about starting a lot of projects and not being able to get them done. Before, when I was a young man, I could multitask and do many things at one time and complete them harder. But now it takes me about 28 hours to get my 12-hour day in anymore.
I like that. That's a good line. I'm going to steal that one from you.
Yeah, it's a bummer getting old, buddy. I got to get some better vitamins.
Yeah, my mom used to say, getting old is not for sissies. That's what she used to say.
I think my mom used to do that, say something along those lines as well. My dad, who passed away when he was 84, I used to ask him, like, what happened, Dad? How in the hell we get so old? And in his kind of his country way of doing things, he would just lean back and very slowly say, I've been trying to figure that one out myself.
I know. I'm sure many of our listeners can relate. It just seems like all of a sudden there's a point in your life where, like a CD or a DVD or a cassette, somebody hits the fast forward button, because I know when you're a younger person, things tend to, move at a rather slow pace.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden, like the last 20 years, it's just crazy the way it's flown.
For me, the war came about and I got called to active duty. 7 years later, I come back to St. Louis and to take a look at, the 9/11 happened in 01, and now it's coming up on 2016. And the guys that were young soldiers when this event started are now old soldiers. And I've been retired out of everything now for 5 years. And just not too many of the guys that I started with are still around. I mean, as far as being in the military. I just wonder where it all went.
I know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Don, thank you so much for your extended visit here today, filling in for Darwin from Motorbooks. And call up Don, 314-306-7507, theoldcarguys.com. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk with you real soon.
Okay, buddy. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.